local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
Wednesday's post-show show, we're joined once again by producer George. Welcome back.
Oh, good to be back, guys.
Welcome back.
And congratulations are in order.
Yeah, last time I spoke to you, I had a fiancé. I no longer have a fiancé, I have a wife. And Mrs. Sargent in the house.
It was a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, so I went on a two-week break and
which we didn't approve.
Yep. Very, very secret. And on the 16th of April, within the first week of this break, we eloped in a beautiful little place called Mapleton on the sunny coast. Oh. Our two families came together and the best way to describe it, it was a perfect day.
Yeah.
It was just so lovely. Very fond memories. Photos.
Except when... No.
He wasn't there to project.
I'll tell you something, though.
You know, when things go wrong.
Something did go wrong.
Oh, go on. Here we go.
We were meant
content,
to get,
content.
We were meant to get married at the Mapleton Lily Ponds.
Okay.
We checked them out later last year. And they looked beautiful. The grass was lovely. These lily pads and lily ponds were cool. Nice and green and luscious.
Oh,
pretty.
My word.
Very
that
pretty.
Is loud construction.
Yeah, Bob the Builder was not invited on this podcast, but joined us anyway.
Yeah. Last time we had you on, we had Bob Marley interrupting.
We've been having some really weird tech stuff, even though, what is it called again?
Have we actually listened?
Mercury in microwave is over.
Have we listened back to how it sounds through the headphones? Can you actually hear?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you can actually. It actually went on the show this morning. The audience heard it.
Do you want to hear how it sounded on the
crazy.
Show?
Yeah, that'd
if
be great.
If you can actually hear
yeah.
I can't.
Give us a call on 133353 right now if you fancy yourself a chance to get all 10 correct.
Wow.
And we both shit ourselves and we put the video on our stories because we had no idea that was before it started.
Quick fire.
And it was that loud. I thought something crazy tech had gone wrong over that side because it was so loud in my head, everything.
Oh, I thought there was an open shooter.
It's like a rocket ship.
we're in a high school in America. I was like, oh God.
Yeah, Jesus. It's like the station's taking off.
Yeah.
It's crying.
And you guys have got a breaky show. I've got a workday show where I talk for 30 seconds every six songs. So I'm kind of lucky in the respect that they're not doing the drilling every six songs, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
so I'm lucky.
Yeah. No, I get you, I get you.
Weird.
While we have a window, pick up where you left
off.
Yeah.
We were going to get married near
we
where the lilies.
We were going to get married at the Mapleton Lily Pond.
Lily Pond, yes.
We got there. The celebrants there. All of our
it's
guests
the day, yeah.
are there. It is the day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the grass has been slashed up by the council in a really terrible way.
Like,
I can see it in my head.
No catcher.
Yep.
The off cuts are just all over the place. It's looking brown, not luscious and green. The celebrant is lovely enough, Natasha. Shout out to Tash. She said, we can't do this here on your special day, guys. There is a lookout 5 minutes down the road that we can go and do the thing at. And it was an upgrade. It was an absolute upgrade. We went to the Mapleton lookout. It was looking right across the hinterlands of the sunny coast. So, yeah, thank you to the Mapleton Council for doing a very shit job of that grass.
Well, I saw the photos of that lookout and it kind of reminded me of Newham, Mount Archer here.
Yes.
Because that's a stunning lookout there too and it looked beautifully
that's
done there as well.
Yeah, that's where I was like my first thought was that's where you were.
No.
Not that we have many listeners on this, but _ G Sarge if you want to see photos.
Yeah, if you want to
the wonderful day.
Yeah,
see
photos.
What you're hearing, head to _ G Sarge.
Shout out to Tash already.
Tash was great.
Yeah.
We had an
legend.
Awesome photographer and just close friends and family were there and it was so good. I think we injected a lot of money to the local pub there.
I was gonna say, good. We want to hear about the after
months.
Party.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I want to hear about everything. I mean, we heard about that. How's about the marital suite on wedding night? How did you go?
Like the night of?
Your first time with your wife, I assume. I assume you waited, right?
Well, yeah, we lived separately for...
Yeah, good, good, good. That's what I imagined.
Prior, and then, moved in together. It was...
got the father's blessing.
Exactly. It was...
That's what radio people are known for, following those biblical beliefs.
Yeah. Super traditional.
You know, yeah.
They're very, very conservative and traditional around here.
Very respectful.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it was great. It was really good.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to tell us anymore.
You're not adding sister wives in or anything like that.
No. Oh.
Oh, no. How boring of you. No. Okay.
No, was it the classic, did a bridesmaid and a groomsman hook up, anything like that?
Oh, we tried to set up two singles.
Did you?
But unfortunately, one was really into the other and the other was like, no way, I'm not going there. Oh, and there may have been
a drunken altercation at the end of the wedding night between those two.
Oh, really? No, like back off.
Mm. Like it was, sorry, by the way, I'll add that it was banter. It was verbal, oh, okay. Right? It was nothing sinister, okay, but it was very much like...
Oh, no.
Like Barnaby Joyce lying on a plant pot.
Well, funnily enough, Barnaby was my groomsman.
Oh, was he?
He was there.
Are
yeah.
you saying, too, that someone who got rejected kept going back?
Mm. Yeah, it was desperate.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
So my dad actually drove them home.
I thought it was your dad.
And had to listen to them bicker and argue
really?
The entire trip home.
How
and then
embarrassing.
We had a breakfast the next day, right? And my mate rocked up.
Oh my goodness,
and
this
there
is
was
humiliating.
One spare seat at the end of the table, which was for the lady friend. Love both of them, by the way. They've kissed and made up. But yeah, they had to sit opposite each other
at
the breakfast after. That was not like... by choice, just so happened that they were sitting next to each other, and it was the most awkward thing ever.
Oh my goodness, I'm cringing.
Yeah.
In every way possible.
Mm,
You know what I loved about the wedding? Quite casually dressed. I don't know, it's because it was eloping.
Yeah.
And perhaps that was the reason for why, but I don't like dressing up myself.
Yeah. The suit, the tie, the belt. The boots.
The shiny lapels and all the money you got to spend on it. Yeah. I quite like a casual wedding and that. I reckon you're the start of a new trend.
Thank you. Yeah, very earthy colours. Sort of picnic vibes in a way.
Yeah, definitely.
I think is what we
beautiful.
Went with.
You had your RMs on.
I did have the RMs on. In fact, most of the outfit was RMs.
Oh, was it?
RM boots, RM pants, RM shirt.
Thanks to our good friends there.
And a Tarakash brown shirt to go over the top of it.
That's not a word I thought I'd hear you say
cut
today.
Cut by groom. I was cut by a lovely lady at Northside Barbers. Groom.
Oh, very good.
Very good.
One of those, go and put your name on the whiteboard and wait your turn?
It was like book by appointment.
Oh. Nice. Oh. There you go.
You lie
best
back
haircut in. I've ever got, actually,
really?
By the way.
Let's see the remnants of it. Take the hat off.
Oh, okay. It's hat hair at the moment, there was a fade.
You can tell.
Nice. No, so you good. Went and got that
Styled
done, got
nicely.
The chop before you went away.
I got the chop. Yes,
it's next on the list.
Yeah.
I think, I know like organising weddings, and I'm sure you can attest to this, Pinky, is very stressful. But
yeah, it's actually
I've
a
got
lot.
Friends at the moment who are getting married at the end of the year. And the thing that I didn't realise is all year they're like trialling different styles. Like every haircut is a little bit different to see what's going to work.
Okay.
Grow your beard out a little bit. Maybe just shave a mo. Like,
oh, wow.
Did you do any of that?
No. But there is, like with formals, and you're kind of talking about the guy doing that, but even with formals, there's always this stuff of the girls going and getting trial makeup and trial hair. That's another cost every time you do it.
Trial eyelashes.
Trialing. And then there's, depending on your dresses, like, getting fittings, getting updates.
Yeah.
And then you're like, how much do we want to have all the detail on the tables matter? Like, and you do, but... That's a cost. Like, it's incredible, the cost involved. You can just go berserk.
If you want to save, I just say elope, honestly. It was a very cost-effective, cheap way to go about it.
It's a celebration. It's got to be fun. It doesn't actually have to cost you $50,000.
No. And we just had pizza for lunch.
I love that. That's great. Oh, yum.
Yeah. And free
Oh, yeah. Was carrot cake the wedding cake?
It was. Yeah. From the cheesecake shop.
Perfect. Oh. Yeah.
Look at all
I
these
love
name
that.
Drops here.
No,
yeah,
that's
nice.
Nice. Kept it nice and stress-free.
Yeah.
Was it pretty stress-free for you guys?
If you want to go
it?
To a fun pub in the Sunny Coast sort of hinterlands, Rick's Garage is the name of it. It's like this old American pub.
It's the cheapest wedding ever.
Rick's Garage has never heard of us in our show
or
podcast.
It was a Tuesday wedding too, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, even cheaper.
Cheaper. And we were able to, there's no dance floor traditionally on a Tuesday night, but we had the entire sort of nightclub area, myself and the 19 other guests.
Yeah.
Just partying it up with the Yui Boom speaker.
Oh,
I love this.
That's all we did.
Yeah. No, and that's all you need to do for fun in general.
Mm.
no old bloke on an acoustic guitar at the pub singing Paul Kelly?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah,
that's
but he would have charged him $1,000, the old bloke on a guitar, you know.
But he could have just said, thanks to James Taylor from Sunny Coast.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Oh, no, kudos for you guys. And being able to, like, not getting caught up in the bigness and the ridiculousness and keeping it just down to earth and fun and
yeah, and you see it on TikTok all the time. Like, remember that this day is for the two of you and you don't have to think about everybody else.
It's one day of the rest of your lives. It's like your commitment in front of your beloveds and then just get on with life.
So we just made sure it was a very stress-free scenario and it was the best day ever.
Beautiful,
to
mate.
Date.
Well, congratulations. Let's get in some of the best bits of the show because
15 minutes
they're
of drilling.
They're also very cost-effective. we run on a very tight budget here.
And then we're going to have some pressure test clues. At the on the other end, when we come back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, freebies.
Let's go.
Woo-hoo.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M. Your local breakfast show. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Stop the clock at 8 seconds. Don't miss the PBR action in Rockhampton, May 10 to 11.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier this morning, 8 seconds turned into 13, so Dave didn't win.
Could you believe that?
No, it really was a blowout.
So you can see the video on our socials, Triple M Central Queensland on Facebook or Triple M CQ on Insta. We have Crystal from Yeppoon who's going to have another crack for us here. Hello, Crystal. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks. So what happens is Anthony will let you know when to start. So 3, 2, 1, go. I'll hit start on my iPhone clock. And you just need to say stop when you think 10 seconds is up. If you're
8 seconds.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. It's been a big Crystal. Morning. 8 seconds. 8 seconds. Okay. And there's a little bit of leeway either side where you can still win, okay?
Okay.
7.5 to 8.5 is our window. there is a bed of sound, so we'll fade that up. So don't let that distract you. That's just so we don't go off air. All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
Stop.
How's that?
That's a no.
Oh, my God. Oh,
it's a little bit too early.
7.17, Crystal. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Crystal, but you did a pretty good job, though. I mean, you're close.
Yeah,
you're
close. Not terrible. We'll go now to Renee. Renee and Rocky, good morning.
Good morning.
Lucky you, Crystal. Did not get it correct. I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, go. You've got to stop the clock between 7.5 and 8.5. And if you do that, double pass to the Pro Bull Riders in Rockhampton is yours. Does that make sense?
Sounds good.
3, 2, 1, go.
Stop.
How's that?
Terrible.
Oh,
no, we've got no winners today. 6.92 seconds.
Hang on.
Just a bit too efficient.
Crystal, did you hold the line?
Yeah.
All right, you want to have another crack?
Let me reset, dude. Okay, here we go.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Different music.
No! Oh, my God.
7.27.
I mean, how long do we stick around?
Oh, my God.
Do we give Renee another crack?
Look, yes, we should. We should be fair.
Okay, we should be fair. Renee, you still there?
Yes.
Let's go again.
All right, Crystal got it wrong again. 3, 2, 1, go.
Stop.
How's that?
Oh! 7.57.
Hallelujah.
You've won the double pass, mate.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
We are very fortunate to be joined in studio by the one and only and the supremely talented Denver. Good morning.
Hello, guys.
Denver FM. That's what we called ourselves for one day.
I got a real kick out of that. That was perfect.
Oh, good. Denver FM is back on your radio this morning. How's it feel to be back on home soil post Australian Idol?
So strange. I mean, I'm happy to be back. Love Rocky with my whole heart. But, yeah, it feels so weird to be out of that bubble.
Yeah, well, we were discussing off air. You're in a really strange part of Sydney while you did the whole show.
Good old Rudy Hill.
Have you ever heard of that, Pinky?
Yeah, have you heard of the Rudy Hill RSL?
Yeah, that's every Saturday night. After we filmed the shows, the RSL, it went off.
Actually, on that note, where's your favourite place to have a dinner in CQ?
Ooh. I am a... Oh, goodness, actually. That's a real... I'm a ribs and rump scale.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Let me some... Actually, honestly, anything along that strip.
On Key Street.
Yeah.
There you go. Key Street.
I'll be there.
Humble.
Beautiful spot. Mm. Great view.
Yeah.
Oh, fabulous. Speaking of beef, what are you doing for Beef Week? Are you performing anywhere for us?
Yes, I am. I'm very excited. We love a bit of Beef Week. But I'm doing... What I'm most excited about this one, but I'm doing... I'm doing a little guest spot with Troy Cassar-Daley on, like, during his
score
concert, and I'm really excited because I love Troy. He's, like, the most, he's such a kind man. It's actually ridiculous. But, yeah, I'm excited about that one, and then I'm doing, like, a few spots throughout the week. And then, yeah, a couple of things, like, in Yeppoon, and then a couple of things, like, dinners and
nice.
Oh, do you know what you're doing in Yeppoon?
Oh, I'm gonna say this wrong. It's the I'm calling it something from The Office because it sounds like something from The Office, but it's not that. It's the
Livingston Shire Council,
beach,
isn't it?
Boots and Bees.
Oh yeah, I've seen.
I was calling it Battlestar Galactica because it sounds like something Dwight would say.
And is Brad Butcher there as well?
Yes, and the Buckleys. I'm so excited because I love them both. So that one I'm really keen for.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
How do you describe Beef Week in a nutshell to all the people down in Sydney where you did
at Rudy Hill RSL?
Yeah. Well, they might get it at the Rudy Hill RSL.
Probably. Well, I mean, just a whole lot of fun and a whole lot of beef. Like, that's probably, it should be their catchphrase.
A whole lot of fun, whole lot of beef.
There we go.
What is their catchphrase?
That. It's official.
Denver FM right said now.
The monarch has spoken.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, a whole lot of fun and a whole lot of beef.
Yeah, so I guess, like, it's really sweet that everyone in CQ is acknowledging you when you're going about your daily life, but there would be a bit to process because that's not what was happening before you went away.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
So it's really strange too. And, like, it's especially strange because some people, like, I had one instance where I was getting ice cream because, you know.
Oh, you're only human.
Yeah,
exactly.
Who doesn't get ice
Singers
cream?
Singers like ice cream too. And
it's like icing your hamstrings after a game.
You yes.
Let the ice cream go down, you right?
Gotta, yeah, exactly.
carry on.
And I was, the song, whatever song was playing, good song. So I started dancing because, you know, that's
natural. Yes. Rhythm in your bones.
Yeah, we all know that's what I do. And this little girl only recognized me after I started dancing because they were like, oh, she kind of dances like that girl off Idol.
Wow.
And they looked at me and was like, you are the girl off Idol. I was like, hello. That's so it's so like, funny. It's strange because like some people can just look at me and be like, oh yeah, that's the singer. I have to do a certain thing sometimes. To like for them to register, or sometimes I've had one where it's like I didn't recognize you, but then you started talking, and I was like, I know that voice from somewhere, and
I was like,
that real like foghorn, just like loud,
no,
cutting through everything.
Not a foghorn.
More importantly, though, with the recognition you might be getting locally, any freebies?
Oh, I love it, but then I also hate it at the same time because I feel so bad. I'm like, no, like I went to a festival in Mackay, pretty much like. Straight after Idol, and every store, like little market I went in, they were like, here, have the hat and have this. And I'm like, no, like, oh my gosh, like, how much is this? And they're like, no, it's on us. And I'm like, oh Lord, like, it's so nice, but I feel so bad because I'm like, no, let me pay for it. Like, oh my goodness.
Taking
yeah.
money off a grandparent. No, you're grabbing it all the same.
Oh,
like,
no.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Oh, and he says he'll shout, and you're like, oh no, it's fine. Like, only if you want to.
You weren't even getting your wallet out.
Yeah. Didn't even bring it.
Was it just a little bit overwhelming too, maybe?
Oh, so
just
overwhelming.
Just getting showered on all that adoration.
Yeah, like I'm so bad at it. Like I'm very oblivious. Like when people like wave, I always do the whole like look behind me to see if like.
Yeah.
I don't know, someone like a bit more famous and better is behind me and I'm like, oh, I'll get out of the way. Like I even did that like during Idol. Like I would be standing there and people would wave and I'm like, is Amy Shark behind me? Like, sorry, I'll get out of the way. I can take the photo if you want. Like I'm really oblivious, especially like now when I'm walking around with like someone else and they'll be like, oh, they're waving at you. And I'm like, oh, hello. Like, I'm so bad. Or, like, I'll see, like, I'll, you know, go into a shop or whatever, and they'll be like, oh, they recognize you. And I'm like, who? Like, I'm kind of bad.
It's pretty weird, though, isn't it? Yeah.
Get on to that.
Yeah, because the opposite would be worse, though. If you start backing yourself and, like, someone's, like, looking at you and you're like, go on, get in here for a selfie.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
and they're
and
like,
they're like, what? No. Oh, that would just horror. That would be you'd have so
to,
bad.
You'd have to move.
Yeah. Yeah. I would run for the hills. You'd never see me again.
We could talk to you for an eternity. So thank you for coming into the studio and welcome back.
Delicious. Thank you. Good to be back.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M. Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
Here we are, back at the post-show
Excuse
show.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That's what, you know what?
This is the embarrassing part of having IBS.
Yeah.
What did you have for dinner last night, Pinky?
Lentils. Ooh. Undercooked.
Just let it waft and you might be able to tell. I think it was lentils. You're right. I've noticed tradies are getting, you know, the stereotype of a tradie is that, like, they'll screw you over.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that a lot of them will tell you they won't and whatever, and then, you know.
And then they do.
Yeah.
Surprise. I wouldn't do that.
You know what this all reminds me of?
Well, surprise, we screwed you over.
You're like,
we just found more problems, found that's it, all. Yes. It was just worse than we thought initially.
Yeah. Hamish and Andy on Listener have the Remembering Project, and they listen back.
They need more plugs, obviously.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And yeah, they get most of their traffic from us.
Yeah.
They did a Remembering Project where they listened back to their first ever radio show, which was at CineFM, Melbourne.
Yeah, I heard this.
So their first show was very similar sounding to this. They had, like, construction happening next door to the studio they were broadcasting from. Mm. So they acknowledged at the very beginning of the break, hey,
we've
just got some people outside doing some work, and then just continued the break. Yeah.
And I think
as if nothing was happening.
That's great. They've embraced it.
And it was not the Hamish and Andy you know now. I think they were called Cruise Control.
That's
and
right.
They had
a show name.
Michael Whipley and Ryan Shelton in there. Yes. And I think Hamish walked in like 3 minutes into the break because he was running late.
Yeah. I think he just like finished some kind of exam. It's a wild time.
Interesting Perfectly when you daggy. Hear back to that though. Even though there's four voices in the room, you could tell you're like, oh, it was obvious that they were the two that
Always
were going to star.
Always Hamish and Andy.
You know? Yeah.
They had the most chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Onto the tradies though, just briefly.
I think they're doubling down. That's my opinion on the tradies this morning because they have been asked to start work at 9 o'clock, even though it is after 9.
We should.
I reckon they're doubling down. They're like, yeah, right. Yeah. Didn't like that? Let's give it a bit more.
We should invite them into the studio tomorrow morning, and then one of them walkie-talkies back to ground level and goes, all right, start drilling.
That is a good idea.
Yeah.
Or, well, how about you have the walkie-talkie?
And say, shut up!
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
We're going
live
we can
tell them, oh, that's a much better idea.
You know what I mean?
So I was thinking of content. How can we make content? You know, that's just how my brain works, mate.
Yeah, you're a content boy.
Doesn't switch off. That's
well, how about they just listen to the radio?
Yeah, listen and just see what we're actually saying.
We don't mind a bit of drilling 3 seconds off the back of Daryl Braithwaite.
No, that's fine.
But all and 3 seconds you are listening to it, mate.
Yeah. That's right.
Cop that.
We've got a tradie at home at the moment, though. This bloke does not stop. He is the hardest working tradie I have ever seen. He has country music blaring all day.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, no, that is the worst part. That okay. I'm like, Jimmy, love your work, mate, but.
But questionable music taste.
Don't love this. Anyway, think it's Triple M Chicken Country, fry. Which you can be found on the Listener app. So. good on him for that. But I kid you not, he worked Anzac Day. He worked Friday. And then on Friday, he had the like, he came up to me in my room and was like, I got to knock off early today to get some more supplies for when I come back next week. Mind you, this guy had just worked the public holiday and then Friday, which most people took off, and it was 4:45. And I was like, mate, this isn't an early knockoff.
No.
Piss off. You don't have to ask me who doesn't own the house.
Who's not paying you the trillions of dollars to do all this work.
I was like, mate, you could have left 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have noticed. He doesn't, I'm not joking, he doesn't take lunch. I've never seen him take lunch. Sometimes I get home at 11 and I'm home till 5. Never seen him have lunch.
He'd, I mean, not to stereotype, but just by the sounds of it, he'd be a very fit man.
Oh, yeah.
Muscly.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay. What kind of work is he doing on that
house? Are you
going to
turn?
Sometimes I'm like, it's a bit hot, mate. You want to take your shirt off.
Yeah,
you're
sure.
Welcome. I go, you're welcome yeah. to. If yeah. you're hot, you're welcome
Flash
to.
Flash it all yeah. about.
More than welcome.
Take an accidental snap. Do us a favour.
Yeah, you look good from up here, brother. Smile. come in for a drink after.
Yeah, with your shirt off.
No, no, don't put your shirt on. No stress. Shoes off.
Shoes off. Everything off. Pants
How
off Friday.
How long are you there for? Yeah.
Hopefully he never leaves.
I'll come up in Saturday.
I actually...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's doing the staircase, which is unbelievable, by the way. I can't believe the staircase up to our front door. We have an old Queenslander, so the front door's up.
Yep.
And for like a month, we've just had you open the sliding door and it's a 2 meter drop.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
You said that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Quite dangerous.
Yeah. And we were thinking, the audacity on us, we were thinking we'd rent it out for beef. And we're like, we can't do that. We don't have front stairs.
It's a 2 meter drop. You'll have an actual accident. Someone will forget after a big night at beef and fall through. God.
Some people would do that though. They'd find some obscure.
Have you
spot
seen
in their
those
house.
Places?
No.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were going on the train of like terrible places renting out for beef that are
Resale.
Dangerous.
From the top
sorry.
Of the line. All right, hang on.
Where were you going?
Breakfast show. Andy and Pinky for breakfast.
The drilling.
Triple M.
The drilling
okay, the post
off,
show show.
Some people would do what?
Rent out really like stupid spaces in the house. I sound like I'm from Melbourne studios, don't I?
it's like when Sunrise are interviewing someone on site where the weather's shit in Melbourne.
Across now to Sam Mack, who is in Melbourne at a house for elderly.
Yeah, good day, guys. I am here. Yeah. yep. That's how it sounds usually. Anyway.
Yeah. It's
I couldn't think
delight.
Of a Sam Mack answer. Is he still on?
He's still on.
Yeah, he's still on.
He's copying your mate, Grant Denyer.
Very tired. He's a new dad, but he's, you know, is good he? On him. He's up at who knows what time, 3 a.m., 4 a.m.
There's lots of travel in that job.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know a lot about that
there.
Job. Yeah.
Yeah, like something like 300 flights he had in 1 year. Like, wow, that's incredible.
Frequent fly points.
It's full on.
Lucky bastard. No, that's actually, I couldn't do that job. Pressure test answers. What should the theme be? Celebrity weddings, maybe, since
Ooh, go
producer
for it.
George
good one.
Has just been wed.
You're a bloody DJ over there, aren't you?
What an absolute soundscape I'm creating over here, guys.
Yeah, audio producer to the stars.
Brad Pitt was once married to which celebrity starting with A?
Can I? Is this?
Yeah, no, please.
Angelina, Jolene.
Correct. Have you got one? Go, producer George.
On the fly.
Who was Kim Kardashian married to last?
Kanye West.
Yeah, and by the time we put that question on the show, she's married again.
Yeah,
and it's wrong.
exactly. That's how we're going to get you though.
Yeah.
It's Kanye West now, but it could be somebody else down the track.
That's true.
Who did Britney Spears get married to? Was it for like 24 hours or so in Vegas?
Britney Spears.
Oh, I want to say Justin Timberlake, but they were in a long relationship. They didn't get married, did they?
I'll have to Google the answer, but that would be the question.
Wow, that's good.
That was crazy.
Was it? Oh, yeah. Wait, sorry. Was it Sam Asghari who you're talking about?
No, back in the day. That wasn't her latest husband?
Jason Allen Alexander.
There you go.
Wow. Nice. Is he?
Yes.
In 2004. We'll go
Jason
with that one.
Alan Alexander is the Britney answer. There you go, pressure test. Clues for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Thank you, producer George. It's been lovely to have you back.
Oh, good to be back. I enjoyed when the Lorax came in for a couple of episodes, but I prefer being in here actually with you guys.
He
you know
just
what I mean.
Openly, speaking of rejection, as you did earlier at your wedding, he just openly said how rejected he felt that we bypassed him today and put you in here.
Well,
because he was expecting to roll on in.
What I say to the Lorax.
We didn't even let him know he wasn't needed.
What I say to the Lorax is there is a fourth microphone right next to me. More than welcome to come on for the foursome. Awesome.
While George looks into Sister Wives.
It's a fresh start and it feels good. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. It's Triple M Breakfast.